The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, noises that set your teeth on edge.
Hi, this is Paul from Waldingham. I was just wondering what the sensation was when your blood runs cold, say from fingernails scraping down a school blackboard. The sensation seems to start in the skull and then travel down the back and into your spine. So obviously something to do with nerves. But what is happening? Thanks for a great show.
So what is it about certain noises that can really send shivers down your spine?
I'm Trevor Cox. I'm Professor of Acoustic Engineering at the University of Salford. Now, when we drag fingernails down the blackboard, some people have a really strong reaction. It sends shivers down the spine. And actually, it's a really similar reaction to very emotional music. You know, when you get to that really heightened emotional point and you can feel the hair stand up on the back of your neck. So I suppose we can guess that maybe fingernails down the blackboard is, you know, exciting the same parts of the brain. And the parts of the brain that get excited by music is actually the reward centre of the brain, which deal with the same sort of stuff we get when we take drugs. So I think we can know which parts of the brain are likely to be involved. But then why does it get triggered from this scraping sound? Well, I think the clue might be is if you listen to the sound quality, if you can bear to listen to the sound quality, because the sound of scraping fingernails is actually a bit similar to a scream. It's high-pitched. It's very rough. And so I think what's happening is your brain is misinterpreting the sound as being a threat signal. Someone's in distress. And, of course, this is something you're going to have a strong emotional response to because you might need to protect someone or you might yourself need to run away because you're in danger. So I think it might be a rather overreaction to what we think is a distress call.
It may be that the pitch of the sound of nails trailing down a blackboard matches that of a scream or similar distress signal, and that our bodies are pre-programmed to experience the same level of tension and fear at it. It's an emotional response which some people are more likely to feel than others. But from feelings of fear to something altogether more exciting. Next week, the pleasures of the fish.
This is John Gammel in Louisville, Kentucky. I know that in order to encourage mammals and other creatures to reproduce, there's always a sort of a payback. And that makes sense as long as there's some kind of physical contact between the mating partners. But I cannot figure out what it is that induces fish to get a big charge out of just squirting their seed into the water.
Are there any immediate benefits felt by fish upon laying their eggs? Is there an incentive? Let us know what you think by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can write on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum, or you can Twitter @nakedscientists.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Hauter Wissmann Foundation, supporting science and education from alpha to omega.